Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Mish Ra'a Zechodesh, a person who sees the new moon in the sky. And he wants to go to Beis Din to testify for the renewal of the new month, but he can't make it to Beis Din, either because he's sick or because he's ill. Malichin Oso Ala Chamar. You could send him on a donkey, even on Shabbos, even though we know we don't travel on donkeys on Shabbos. Nevertheless, for the renewal of the new month, we permit this person who is ill to travel on a donkey, even on Shabbos. Not only that, afilu b'mita, even if he's lying in a bed, and now other people have to pick up that bed or pick up that stretcher and get him to the courthouse in order to allow him to testify. We permit this person, even for other people, to carry this person, even though now it's other people desecrating Shabbos. We permit it in order to fulfill this mitzvah, and they could carry him on a bed to Beis Din. And if there are bandits on the road and he's afraid that he's going to get robbed, then Lokun bear the maklos. He could take with himself sticks to protect himself. Again, the sticks may be muksa. Even if they're not muksa, he may be carrying where he shouldn't be carrying on Shabbos. We permit it. And if Beis Din is far away, Lokun bear the mizonos. He could take food with himself. Again, he may not be able to be carrying in the areas where he's walking, but we permit it in this scenario to desecrate Shabbos. Sha'am halik laila v'yom, for a distance, a night of a night and a day, meaning a distance of 24 hours, for that kind of distance, if I make it to Beis Din within 24 hours, that's the cutoff point. Then, mechalas Shabbos, we desecrate Shabbos to fulfill the mitzvah of renewing the new month. If it's more than 24 hours, then we're not going to allow him to desecrate Shabbos. We'll explain in a second. So if it's within 24 hours, shal mahalach layel v'yom, a distance of a night and a day, 24 hours, mechalas and Shabbos, we can desecrate Shabbos, v'yotzin le'ezes ha'chodesh, and we can go out to testify on the new month. And they explain over here like this. If the witnesses are of a distance from Beis Din of one day at the most, right? Meaning they can make it to Beis Din while it's still Shabbos, okay? And there's time for the Beis Din to sanctify the new month, according to their words, on the 30th day. Then it's permitted for them to desecrate Shabbos and go and testify before Beis Din, right? Why the 30th day? Because we had learned that each month consists of either 29 days or 30 days. So if they can make it there on the 30th day, then Beis Din could sanctify the new month. They'll sanctify the 30th day to make it as Rosh Chodesh, okay? If the Eidim were so far, more than a day's journey, and they can't make it to Beis Din until Matzi Shabbos, till Saturday night, then we don't desecrate Shabbos. Why? Because their testimony is not going to help at all to sanctify the new month, because if they don't make it to Beis Din on time, until it's already Saturday night, the month, Enachodesh Miskadesh, Elabiyom, Shoshim Vechad, then they'll renew the month on the 31st day. And if they're renewing the month on the 31st day, they don't need witnesses, because that'll happen automatically. Because a month can only be 29 days or 30 days. So if by the 30th day no one came, then obviously on the 31st day, they'll renew the new month. So every month, like in the beginning of Masechta, really is 29 and a half days. That's how long it takes for the moon to renew. But we don't work with half a day in a calendar, in the months of the year. So we say months will either be 29 or 30, 29 or 30. And then everything evens out. So if they're making it on the 30th day, then we know we can make Rosh Chodesh then. But if they're not going to make it on the 31st day, we don't need them. Because we know automatically if no one showed up by then, then the 31st will be the new month already. So that's what we learned from over here, that the distance will always be up to 24 hours. And if they come in on the 30th day, then great, we could use their testimony. But if they won't make it on the 31st, there's no point in going. Because then Beis Din will know automatically to renew the new month. Shenemar, and this is all brought down from the Pasuk, Ela Mo'adi Hashem, these are the Yom Tovim, these are the holidays of Hashem, Asher Tiku Osam B'Mo'adam, you should call them out in their times, and the Chachamim learn out, B'Mo'adam, in their times, meaning in their appropriate times, even if it's Shabbos, the months should be renewed on their appropriate times. So the Torah teaches you that a person could desecrate Shabbos if it's a matter of renewing the new month in its appropriate time. And this is the source from the couple of measures that we learned recently, that you can desecrate Shabbos to renew the new month. It's learned out of this pasuk, Eilem Mo'adi Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam V'Mo'adam. All right, that's it for Mishnah Tes, and that concludes the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. New one. Em Einan Mekirin Oso. What happens if Beis Din does not recognize the Eidim that came before them? Right? They came and they want to testify, but the Beis Din doesn't know who these people are. Mishalchan Acher Imo Lehayido. So let's just say they went to the Grand Court. So they traveled from their own town. So what happens is that their own town, the original town, you know, that has a smaller Beis Din, they'll send witnesses along with these Edim that are testifying on the new month to testify in the big court where no one where the big court doesn't recognize this group of Edim to say that, hey, we know these guys. These guys are legitimate. They're good. So you have town A and you have town B. Right? Town A is a small town with a small Beis Din, and town B is where the big, big Beis Din is. So the Edim that saw the new moon from town A, they travel to town B, but in town B, where there's the grand court, they don't recognize these guys. They're from out of town. So town A can send witnesses to testify on these witnesses in town B, notifying town B's courthouse that these guys are good guys and you can trust them. And they're even allowed to go on Shabbos. Again, even though they're not the ones that are testifying, but they're testifying on Edim to show that they're valid witnesses and to tell this court in town B that they're good Edim, so that even they can go on Shabbos as well. And the mission explains, Barishona initially, Hayumakalvan Edus Achodesh Mikaladam. Initially, they would accept the testimony from anybody that came to Beis Din. Well, you don't have to bring other people to show that you're a good guy. But Mishikilkul Haminin, when the Apikursim, the heretics, started making trouble, and they would, you know, stop witnesses on the road from going to Beis Din, because they didn't want the new month to be renewed, his kinu, so they made a takana, they made an enactment. Shloyu Makablin element of Makirin. We only accept testimony now only from witnesses that we recognize. So initially, they really accepted it from everybody. Anybody could come to court and testify, we believe you, as long as you're not lying, and we investigate, and we see that you're true. But then, once the heretics started preventing people from making it to the courthouse, and they were making trouble, they said, all right, from now on, it's only people that we recognize. We have to recognize the witnesses. It's not enough that their testimony is true. We have to recognize who they are. So if the courthouse recognizes them, then great. But if not, you have to have other witnesses come along and testify that these guys are good guys. And what the mission is coming to teach us is that even if these this group of Edim that have to come and testify on the ones that are testifying of the new month, even if they have to travel from out of town on Shabbos, they're allowed to do it because their traveling is part of the mitzvah of the actual witnesses that are testifying on the new month, and therefore we permit it on Shabbos, and that's it for Mishnah Aleph. It's interesting, they bring down over here also that it wasn't just that the heretics would hold back witnesses from going to the courthouse, but they would even hire false witnesses to make trouble. So that's why it's so important to recognize who the witnesses are when they come into the courthouse.